Larry Vittard is the new reporter on the News Nation team. And am I doing his name wrong? What did I say? Larry, it's Leland,
I go by anything. A lot of people yell just, hey, you.
Well, what kind of name is Leland anyway, Leland Vittard?
I don't know. I'm named after a little town about 300 miles up the lake where we're well aware with the kind of winters Chicago has and even happier for the summers.
Really? There's a town called Leland?
There is. And I'm going to do a little bit for the Chamber of Commerce, but June, July, August, and September, it is God's country. It is right on Lake Michigan. It's an old town built in the 30s with little cottages on the lake and some of the best sandwiches you'll ever find in a little place called Fishtown.
And that's Leland, Michigan, or Leland, Wisconsin?
Leland, Michigan. Come on, there's, you know, Wisconsin's nice, but it just doesn't compare.
Well, not to Leland. So you are the new guy over at News Nation, and you are filling in for Joe Donlan tonight, right?
That is correct. Big shoes to fill. He's heading back to our mutual hometown of St. Louis, Missouri, for some little R&R, and I'm taking the seat tonight.
What a coincidence. The Cubs are in St. Louis. I wonder why he would pick this weekend to go down there.
I can't imagine. I think, though, he still wears Cardinals red most of the time.
Ooh, that's an inside you shouldn't have put on the radio, sir. That's.
I am a reporter. I report. You decide.
Right. So, welcome to Chicago. In fact, aren't you from the St. Louis area?
I'm from St. Louis originally, and then spent 3 years here, some of the best 3 years of my life at Northwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody asked me if I enjoyed Chicago when I was at Northwestern, and I said yes, and my grades reflect that fact.
I know the contrary, that you have a very good pedigree and also a very good resume, in that I'm just looking at some of the things you've covered over the years. You were in the Middle East in 2010, right?
I was in the Middle East for 2010, right after President Obama said that there was going to be peace, and he gave a speech in Cairo, and no other reporter wanted to go over there. They had asked 8 or 9 people to go over there for the Fox News channel, but everybody thought it was going to be boring. And I got there, and 27 years old, had no idea what I was doing, and 6 months later, the Arab Spring began, and off we went. So it was a great adventure, grateful for that one, and then came back and covered the White House for Fox News and anchored. And now here on this next great adventure, which may be, in the words of our CEO, our mutual CEO, the last great adventure in television, and sure looking forward to it.
Yeah, this idea of carving out news reporting in the middle shouldn't be such an adventure, but it does seem to be. And yet, if you come from Fox News, what does that say about you? Figure that out for me, Leland.
My job has only ever been to be a journalist and to put the facts out there as they were. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing here. And I think that's what's most important. You know, if you look back at my history, I've gotten both sides from both sides. President Trump's been quite vocal about at times, both in favor of my reporting and at times when he didn't like it. And the same for Democrats. And I'm old enough to remember emails. Most people now judge things by tweets. But yeah. I go back to what my professor at Northwestern said, the great Joe Angotti, who was vice president of NBC News. And he used to say, I knew we were doing something right when the letters calling me a Republican and the letters calling me a Democrat stacked up to the same height on my desk. And he said, that's when I knew we were doing it right. And if you're not getting cheered or booed, you're not in the game. The idea isn't to not get cheered or booed, but the idea is that cheering and booing probably comes just as loud from both sides.
Well, you actually made a name for yourself by some of the booing you got on Fox News, right?
Well, the president made his thoughts quite clear at times.
What was the report? What was it that you said that created the dust-up?
He had issues with me going back to 2015. But if they're not cheering or booing, you're not in the game. And there were times that he was happy. There was times that he was upset. A couple of times I had some tough interviews with some of his supporters and asked the same questions we're going to be asking here at News Nation, which is who, what, where, when, and why. And if you can't answer those, it's a problem. And if you answer them with talking points, we're going to challenge you on those. It doesn't matter whether, you know, you're blue, red, smurf, purple. Yeah. I don't care what you are. When your answers deserve a deeper dive, if you will, just as you do with your guests, we're going to give it to them.
I don't want to dwell on this point, but I do just want to do a little bit about the history of that, particularly since you do come from the network that was most aligned with the president, and yet here is a network that is trying its best to not be an arm of either party. while covering the George Floyd protests outside the White House, even the people that were there started to verbally attack you, right?
Well, verbally attack us and physically attack us as well.
And why were they doing that, Leland?
They're pretty sure they were some Antifa folks, and they obviously had Black Lives Matter signs. It's hard to know what organization anybody's a member of when they're trying to beat you up. So, unfortunately, and I guess this says more about America than anything else, any kind of my view or my reporting, I was there just trying to ask them questions about what they were upset about as they were throwing bricks at the Secret Service. And trying to tell their story, which obviously became impossible when we were attacked. But, you know, if there was some notion that the reason I was attacked is I was pro-Donald Trump, well, then why don't you just look at the tweets where the president trashed me and said I should be fired? So I'm not sure what the issue is.
You were in Denver, you worked in Orlando, in mm-hmm. Little Rock, in Fayetteville, in Madison, Wisconsin, now in Chicago. So where are you right now? I hear a little ambient noise in the background there.
Well, I'm in the News Nation newsroom, where we're working on the 6 p.m. Central show tonight. We're going to be talking about the rise in anti-Semitism around the country and the rise of attacks on Jews around America, and kind of asking why the silence from so many celebrities who were so quick to virtue signal on all sorts of other social issues, whether it be Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ or the climate change or whatever it is. Celebrities can't wait to talk about who they're protecting and their virtue signaling, yet crickets on the issues of all these attacks against Jews across America. In fact, one notable celebrity, one of the Hadid sisters, was on TikTok talking to her supporters about, you know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, that's calling for the elimination of the state of Israel. I don't know anything more anti-Semitic to say than that. And yet she's sort of been celebrated by everybody as some great crusader of cultural issues. So you gotta ask the why there, and why on a day when you had Jews spit on by people wearing keffiyehs and carrying Palestinian flags in New York, and Jewish diners attacked in Los Angeles, why the front page of the Washington Post and the New York Times doesn't have a single thing about it. And in fact, the Washington Post has a glowing profile of Rashida Tlaib. So there's important questions to ask tonight.
Leland Vittard is the new reporter over at News Nation, so you're going to see him for the first time on TV tonight on Joe Donlan's show. So in that hour, will that be the sole focus, or do you
cover other topics too? No, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking to a chef out in California who can't hire anybody to come work at his restaurants worked so hard to keep alive. We got that going, and this is my favorite story of the whole week, which is bald eagles are attacking pets. And it's because the proliferation of the bald eagles, which are gorgeous and America's animal and such a great vision of and something to look at for America. And now there's a pet store that has come up with armored coats to try and protect pets from bald eagles.
You know, I lived and worked in Minneapolis for a while, and when you go over the river up there, you would sometimes see the bald eagles pull fish out of the water, you know, just soaring along, do a dive with their talons, reach down into the water and pull out a live fish. And you would see that not infrequently. If you sat there long enough, you would see that happen. It's stunning to see. Bad day for the fish.
It's stunning to see if it's a fish, but you probably don't want it to be if you're, you know, your wife's 20-pound chihuahua or something.
If it's a Cocker Spaniel, it's a different story. All right, well, it's good to hear you. It was good to see you, and hopefully we'll bump into you again soon, Leland.
What a pleasure. Anytime.
Leland Vittert.